Lisa Tucker's latest novel is called Shout Down the Moon. It's the story of Patty Taylor, a young woman who's already been through a lot. Her alcoholic mother threw her out of the house when Patty was just an adolescent. Patty is now trying to build a new life for herself and her 2-year-old son, Willie, while touring the country as a singer with a jazz band. Lisa Tucker has done a lot of promotional work for her new book. In a recent interview, she found herself talking about the role that social class plays in her novels.
When I was talking to that interviewer, they brought it up, and I was like, yes, I guess I do. I mean, it certainly wasn't conscious in the sense that I sat down to write with a theme involved, because the characters drive the story, and they certainly drive the theme. But it is true that the people in my books, and this is true now of the third novel too, they're very normal people. They're not privileged people. And I'm interested in emotion. Like in Patty's case, she's moving across the country. She's moving from her past to her present. And in some way, she's moving from a relatively working class, lower class background to everyone she knows is musically trained. There's a scene where she goes to this party and the people there are very wealthy, even though they're, you know, involved with jazz, they're part of a university jazz community, and some of them have had really privileges that she can't imagine. So I think that I am writing about class in the sense that the people in my books are not wealthy people, and they have a certain dignity because that's the way they are. I'm not adding it into them. I mean, I'm writing about people that I grew up with and people I still sort of identify with and think I am. So maybe that is adding dignity, but I think they already have it.
I was thinking about it a little bit as we look at her relationship with Jonathan as it develops in the course of the book. Jonathan doesn't have any money either now as a jazz musician, but you have the sense that his upbringing was very different from hers.
Absolutely. I know. Well, there's a funny part where someone comes to stay with them. Jonathan's gone to college, and Jonathan had the choice to not have money, which is what you do find in the arts a lot of times. You find people, you know, we all have to make choices to make what we want to write, our art, our music, our paintings, and sometimes those don't pay, and we have to accept that. But in Jonathan's case, he has his parents to fall back on, and that's a big part. He's gone to college. But his friend comes and stays on the floor of their hotel room, and the friend is talking about homelessness, but he's talking about being homeless in France, meaning that he was staying really basically with friends of his. And Patty says, well, she'd never known a homeless person that mentioned their time in France. So there's a lot of stuff going on about that in terms of, you know, I mean, obviously the band is poor at that point. I mean, Harry can't afford a string for his bass. That's pretty poor. But the sort of safety net that they have is very different than Patty's. So that's, I think, part of the conflict, that Patty really needs to make money from music. And maybe they don't as much. I mean, you know, they'd like to make money, but really they have something to fall back on, where she has Willie and she wants to make a life for him.
Willie's Patty's 2-year-old son, and his father's Rick. Rick's guy who's been a drug dealer, he's been in prison, now he's out on parole and he's something of a threat, isn't he?
Well, that's right, because Rick is lurking. I mean, I try not to think of him as a stalker, but because he is, you know, just show up here and there. I mean, he wants Patty back and he wants to be with Willie. And he also doesn't understand why she's changing. The very first conversation they have, she's talking about Jonathan's original pieces, which are jazz, and she's talking about how beautiful they are, because Patty loves music from the very beginning. And Rick is like, well, I've never heard you talk about music this way before. So even as far as something like that, like what she loves, what he loves, the way they visualize their future is really different. But Rick is a threat because he kind of doesn't want her to change, and he wants her to be with him on the same basis that their past was.
One of the other themes of the book is forgiveness, and there's a paragraph late in the book, page 112. I wonder if you'd mind reading that.
The setup here is that Patty's thinking back to when she was with Rick, and their relationship was extremely passionate and yet extremely destructive. And in this particular case, he had done something to her that was very cruel. But he's following her down the street. She walks away from him, and he's begging her to get back in the car. And he's, you know, he says, don't make me go back there to being alone the way I was without you. And so Patty says, after a moment, I walked to the car and got in. And a little while later, I told him I forgave him. All those years with Mama had turned me into someone who could forgive almost anything. It wasn't about being good or kind. It was about survival. Forgiveness allowed me to put the past aside and tell myself each night that things would be different tomorrow. Forgiveness let me separate the bad thing that happened from the person who'd made it happen. And this way, the person could remain in my heart and mind and in my life. I always forgave Rick. I didn't even have to try. Even when I was standing on the railing of the Louisville River Bridge the night I almost killed myself, I forgave him. And this is, she's thinking back to the worst night of her life.
It's an interesting look at forgiveness, because the way we think about forgiveness is that it allows us to move on with our lives. In some ways, she almost has to forgive in order to be able to move on.
That's right. And she becomes aware of that. I mean, it's interesting because I personally love the path to forgiveness. I think forgiveness is, you know, hugely important in human life and human compassion and human relationships. But in Patty's case, because the forgiveness, you know, isn't about goodness, it's not about kindness, it's only about survival, meaning that, you know, this is my mother and I have to wake up every morning and see her, then her path almost is away from that. Like, to get to where she needs to be, she needs to sort of not accept the treatment that she's had before from a lot of people in her life. So forgiveness is not a purely good thing for her. That's right.
She needs to learn other kinds of forgiveness if she's going to become the full, well-rounded person she wants to be.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
So are these themes things that you think will stay with you? You were surprised a little bit to find some elements of Song Reader in Shout Down the Moon. Are you surprised to find some elements of Shout Down the Moon in your next book?
Yes, I am, actually. The focus on motherhood, the focus on what it means to be a good mother, some of the same issues in the past. Although my next character, Lucy, is crossing over, you know, from a class point of view, it's even more. I mean, Patty's crossing over a little bit, but Lucy is really crossing over. So I'm going to be interested in watching her. She comes from a similar sort of background to Patty and Leanne and Mary Beth and most of the people in my book, but she ends up being very much more successful. And I think that this is a whole nother kettle of fish. The disjunction between her past and her present are going to be a really big part of the novel.
Lisa Tucker is the author of the novel Shout Down the Moon. One of the songs that figures prominently in Shout Down the Moon is I Loves You Porgy. Here's Nina Simone with a bit of it.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever, and I'll be so glad.